Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. There's some good, sound instruction here that we all need to follow. And the word says, "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will bring you many days, a full life, and well-being. Never let loyalty or faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the right path." Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this morning, Lord God. And Father, I just pray that you give me strength, Lord God Jesus. And Father, just God, speak to your people through your word, Lord. And I pray, God, that I could stand back and get out of the way, Lord God. And Father, you can speak through me to your people, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God. And Father, we lift up the revival to you, Lord God, that we're going to have in a couple of weeks, Lord God. And just pray, Lord God, that everybody comes and they will bring their friends and loved ones, as we talked about last week, Lord God. It's time, God, that people come to you. And Lord, I just pray that this word, Lord, today, simple instructions, Lord God, that they would not fall on deaf ears, Lord God, but that we would hear your word, God, and not only hear it, but do exactly what it says. In your precious name we pray. Amen. We went over this yesterday morning at prayer breakfast, and I went home and I was studying on something I'd been looking at all week. But anyway, and I sat down a while ago and God brought me right back to Proverbs. And pay attention to this. And the first thing I want to say is that, do you realize that God is your Father? That's what we talked about yesterday. All of us had an earthly father. Praise God, some of us got to be with them. Some of us might not have in the day and time we live in. But everybody has a father. And God is speaking to his children right now to tell them to rely on his teaching. I know all you guys out there, your daddy taught you a way to do things, and it don't make any difference what they come up with. Daddy is always right. You know, you're gonna do it the way you want. And a lot of you women, mama taught y'all how to make a pie crust or something in that order, and that's the only way it can be made. You can throw away all the cookbooks and everything else. What mama said is the way it is. Well, God, what I want you to see in the very beginning this morning, God is teaching you and I exactly what we need to do to have long life and to have favor on our life, to have blessings on our life. He says, my sons and daughters, listen. He says, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandment. God is telling each and every one of us, do not forget what he told us. A lot of times in our lives, in my situation, and I'm not alone, probably 80% of the Christians in the church done the same thing I did, and I ran. But what I tell you, mom and daddy, is another thing. If you raise up that kid in the ways of the Lord, one day and every day, not just when they, you may think that they're living like the devil, they don't come to church no more. Let me tell you something. God's teaching, if you taught them how to pray and they came to Sunday school, God is going to use that teaching that they got to bring them back to him. And he does. He said, do not forget. A lot of us think of God. I said this yesterday morning. The only one I can think about is a king or a think about the Wizard of Oz on that show. They might even know what the Wizard of Oz is no more. But anyway, this big wizard. And Dorothy and her three, I think it was a tin man, a wood man, and a lion, went to see the king. And They had to follow this yellow brick road, and they had to fight off all these monsters and all kind of stuff that came to. That's a lot like you and I have to do. But when you get to God, He is a God that you can talk to. And not only can you talk to Him today, you can talk to Him tomorrow, and you can talk to Him just like He's your Father. I know a lot of times, I just say, I caught myself sitting down, I said, Daddy, and I kind of laughed at myself. God is my Heavenly Father, and He is the only one that is going to see me through whatever I got to go through in life. He's the only one that's going to see. So in the very beginning of the Proverbs right here, He says, my son, don't forget my teaching. In other words, don't forget those little memory verses that you learn in Sunday school. Don't forget the people that you thought were great people that may have hugged you or may have brought you presents. I'm going to use Brother Eddie. Might have given you some bubble gum in church. You know, people that, don't forget them people. And I promise you they won't. In their worst time, they won't. Because I know that I did. And they, so it says, my son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. So everything that God gave us in this Bible right here, don't forget it. Put it in your heart. And we'll get that part in just a minute. But it says, for they will bring you, talking about the God's teaching, for in verse 2, for they will bring you many days, a full life, and well-being. I told the guys yesterday, there is not a product, there is not insurance, there is not anything in this world that you may think you're depending on that's going to last forever except the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one. You got to give it to Him. You got to let Him have it. And you got to stay with Him every day. And I kind of left something out. I just hit my mind. When you talk to God, you don't have to stand up. Well, Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus how to pray. And He said, don't stand on the corner like the Pharisees and the Sadducees do, but go in your closet and pray to your Father in heaven. And He says, talk to Him. So when you talk to God, you don't have to recite some prayer that someone has written, that some big preacher has written down. They're good. But when you talk to God, what I'm trying to tell you, young people, middle-aged people, old people, talk to God like your daddy. Tell Him. I've told y'all when I quit smoking and drinking and all that stuff, I talked to Him. I talked bad. I told Him, God, I cannot do it, but I know You can. I didn't say one of these prayers we say in church. I'm talking to my Heavenly Father. And that's what He says do. Talk to Him, and He says, keep my commandments on. It says, for they will bring you many days a full life. And some of you may look at me and say, well, what's He doing for you? You got cancer. Well, cancer can't stop me because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has already given me 70 years plus. So God, He told me if I keep them commandments that He would extend our days, and I believe that. And not only here, but for eternity. So God will never give up on you. He says in verse 3, never let loyalty or faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. What's Proverbs saying? It's saying that you take God's word and you write it on the tablets of your heart. How do you do that? You memorize it. You read it. And I say this 1,000 times a year. You cannot come to church Sunday morning. You cannot come to church Wednesday night and come to every night of the revival And don't ever pick your, you listen to what I say or what your Sunday school teachers say. And y'all all need to become a Sunday school. That's how we learn. That's how we put those verses, those tablets around our neck. We memorize God's word. I guarantee you, every one of us, the first thing we do in the morning is grab that cell phone. That's what we do. That cell phone can't help you. If you meet your maker, if you meet the Lord Jesus Christ today, that cell phone is going to be cut off, and where it'll wind up, I don't know. But we put everything before God. If you want to learn God's word and you want God to be your heavenly Father, then ask Him to forgive you of your sins and then get you a Bible. It's okay to read the Bible on a cell phone. That's how you say, well, I read those, that's okay. Get you a Bible, get you something you can hang on to and you can write in, and bring it to church and write notes that the Lord may speak to you while I'm reading, or Brother Cherry, we had a revival in a couple of weeks. Write it down on the tablets of your heart. The way I done it when I was young, I took a card, an index card, and I'd write three scriptures a week, and I'd put it in my shirt pocket, and I'd pull that out, and I'd read them and read them and read them and read them. Well, now, I can't memorize no more. I can't even remember where the scriptures are, but I can tell you, but I can't. And so, you got to have that knowledge. You got to put it on your heart. And the only way that you can do that, people, I've run through this a million times the last 16 years. You got to set aside a time every day to meet with God. And this is His. Cut the TV off, cut the radio off, cut the cell phone off. Get somewhere where you can be with God. When I lived here, I used to go down this little creek right here and sit on a log that fell across the bank of that creek down there a lot of times. You get somewhere you can be with God and you ask God. Remember God told us, He said, if you lack knowledge, we read it just a couple weeks ago, ask Him and I'll give it to you. If you read something in the Bible, you don't understand it, meditate on it. Ask God about it. Ask God what, and I promise you can read something today, and He says, Lord, speak to me about this, and you read it 2-3 weeks later, and He'll be telling you something else from the same verse. You got to take God's word. You got to put them on the hearts, on the tablets of your heart. Memorize it. Learn it. And that one day when you're somewhere off, like that day that I fell out and had to take me two ambulance rides and wind up in ICU and College Station, I had God with me. He was with me every step. And the first thing I done when I got in that ICU and they started hooking me up to all that stuff, I started quoting Scripture. I mean, just talk to Him. He says right here, just talk to me. He said, my son, don't forget my teaching and let your heart keep my commandments, for they will bring you many days of life and well-being. Never let loyalty or faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. If you tie them around your neck, memorizing God's word, reading God's word, when you get somewhere in a position where you don't have a Bible with you, it's right there. Talking to God. Quote the 23rd Psalm. Learn the Lord's Prayer. Put that in your heart. And regardless of what happened, it's there forever. But above all of that, if you just talk to Jesus. Just talk to Jesus and tell Him how much you love Him. Tell Him, you know, it's okay, teenagers, everybody, even me. It's okay to tell God, God, I messed up today. Forgive me. He forgives you. He tells us to do that. He tells us to ask forgiveness, and He forgives. Remember, He went to the cross at Calvary, shed His blood, and He went to that cross to take away sin from mankind and to save us, and that's exactly what He did. What we have to do is put our trust, put our hope, put everything in Jesus. You don't have to dress like in black and grow your sideburns down the side of your head like some of the people in Israel do, those people that pray before the Wailing Wall. You don't have to, it don't say you can't, you don't have to quit drinking. You don't have to quit nothing. You just come to God the way you are, or whatever bad habits you have, and God will take care of that. I promise you, if you keep putting God in, the devil's going to get out. Because God, the devil cannot stand the sight of God. The Bible tells him, he says, the Bible says, resist him and he'll flee. Get just know God's word and take God's word with you. And I know a lot of y'all out there is young today, don't understand. A lot of you starting families, got little kids. You don't understand all this because of everything the world has fed you. But I tell you again, the world is going to let you down. Promise. God is going to stand. In the end, it'll be you and God. So he says, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard in the sight of God. And people of all the things, college is great. Becoming a doctor is great. Becoming whatever you want to and being successful, that's okay. But put God in the very beginning of all of it. That's it. That's, you know, you say, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to quit that. You are not going to quit anything. He'll quit. If you give it to him, he will take it. I promise you. Like when I quit smoking, I've told y'all that a million times. But I just told him, I told y'all what I said. I left the store and lit one of them things up. And I was mad. You develop a habit and you do it and you don't even know why you're doing it and it makes you half sick at your stomach. You know what I told God? I'm telling you, I think I'm crazy. I like to be real and open. I told God, damn it, God, I can't quit. That's what I told him. And I told him, but I know you can take it. And I throwed it out that one and it's gone. 1984, 83, it's gone. Never before I quit 1,000 times a week. But when I really quit, I quit. And so if we have those words, we have God in our heart, if you make that connection with him every morning, and you don't have to go into I write a devotional every morning and send it out. And I send it out to 200-300 people or more. If you want on that list, tell me. You can just read what I write there and pray to God. Don't look at me. Everything I write is from the Bible, from God, or somebody that wrote it, and I write it down and add to it. But get somewhere every day and do what it is that God wants you to do. You see, in order to grow in God, we have to feed ourselves. And we feed ourselves on prayer and in his word. That's what, matter of fact, you got to trust in the Lord. And the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. Look at the next verse. So think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the path, right path. Verse 5 is where I want to go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the path. Think about it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding and he will walk with you. And it says right under that, verse 7, don't consider yourself to be wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. The first thing, we talked about this yesterday, the first thing that you have to do in order to give the Lord your life, and I'm not talking about playing with it. I'm not talking about, like I said a while ago, I'm not talking about coming to church. You could come. You may not be coming to church every Sunday. You can start coming to Sunday school. You can come to every night of that revival. But if you don't talk to God and you don't read His Word, you haven't done nothing. You see? There's going to be people who come before God. And Lord, the Bible said, going to come before Him and say, Lord, but I want the church. I want church all the time. All my life from the time I was a little baby. But God's going to tell them, depart from me. I never knew you. I didn't know you. The way you get to where you can trust in the Lord, where you can live a life that God can bless you and God can help you in every situation is to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Now, what does he mean, fear? You got to fear him. Did you ever talk about him being our heavenly father? We had earthly father. I guarantee you, I feared my father. I promise you. And that helped me to understand this. Because he didn't play. There wasn't no playing. He loved us. He provided for us. He done everything he was supposed to. But I promise you, if you step out of line, you knew it real quick. And he didn't have to do it over once or twice. I mean, and I loved him. But I knew that there was later on in my life when I was 17, 18 years old, I'd go to do stuff. And I wasn't going to church. Oh, I was going, but I wasn't in it. I'd go to do something. And I knew that if my daddy caught me, that he was going to tear me up. We used to go to the store on the east end of Huntsville, and we used to, he would sell to us miners. And we'd go in there, and every time I come out of there, I was scared to death. Not of God, well, I was too, but I feared daddy. If daddy caught me the first time, if daddy catches you, you're in a world of trouble. One time, me and my brother, mom and daddy, I don't know how they trust us that much, but they decided to go on a vacation to Colorado somewhere with Paul Dixon and Lily Grace and Esther and Walter Underwood, and they left us at home. Well, my little brother, he had it all planned out. We're going to have a big 2 or 3 weeks. He went to the store and bought a bunch of beer, and him and his buddy rode all the way to Texarkana and got some Coors beer. You couldn't buy Coors beer back then. Not here. And he had it iced down in one of these old styrofoam ice chests in the back of my 61 Chevrolet. And about 8 o'clock, Mom and Daddy should have been in Lubbock. Daddy pulled up in the front yard. And we all in the house. He said, he didn't get me too much. He got on Reagan. He said, go out there in that yard and clean it up. I said, what are you talking about? All that beer you bought, I just poured it in the street, and the styrofoam ice chest is beating 1,000 pieces to put them up. And all y'all that's in this house ain't supposed to be here. Get out of here. And they had to clear out. You see, just like my earthly father, God is going to come to see you sometime. He's going to come to see you. And you might think that you're beating him, but you're not. Hebrews tells us that it's upon the man to die and then the judgment. Contrary to what any of that other stuff says, when you take your last breath, you're going to meet God. And if you're not ready to meet God, like that night, Reagan and I wasn't ready for Daddy to be there. But he was. And it was too late. And I'm talking about when he got through, he still left us home and they still went to Colorado. He said, I just had an inkling when I got up about Dallas. Y'all was up to no good. And he was right. God knows you this morning. God knows exactly what you're doing. God knows. You can't hide it from him. He said in the last days that they'll beg for mountains to fall on them, and they wouldn't. Or they'd fall on them and they'd still live. And he said that the Revelation says that in the judgment, the Lord, those that were in the ocean, came forth. You can't hide from him. You got a day that you're going to go before him. So if you want to obey him, he says right here, my son, don't forget my teaching. A lot of people ask you, how, or ask me, probably ask you too if you're a Christian, how did I become a Christian? The Bible says by simply answering the call of God on your life, you feel that feeling in your stomach that I talk about every week, that nausea feeling, that's God telling you, hey, you're doing wrong and you better straighten up your life. That's what you want to do. But that's not the end of it. You see, in order to stay, to do what God wants us to do, I'm trying to get in this without messing up. When God died on that cross of Calvary, he died for your sins. Your sins are gone. And you, I mean, he gave his life for you. And that sin is gone. But you have to come to one point in your life. We don't understand it, how he abolished sin, how he done away with sin. We don't understand it. We hang on to it. We claim it. Jesus said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. We never will understand it. People, you know, a lot of times I get, Jonah could tell you a bunch of stories, but I get so frustrated with religious people. They know everything. They walk a certain way. They wear certain clothes. They can talk about everybody in four counties, and they expect everybody to just look up to them. God is our Heavenly Father. I'm standing before you this morning. I got blue jeans on because I forgot to go to the laundry. I got a necktie on. But you know what? Jesus, nowhere he went did he have a necktie. Or that it says the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have any. He didn't have anything. So what's that say? My son, don't forget my teaching. You see, Jesus wasn't one of them religious men that wore the big purple robe and the gold sash and the crown on his head. Jesus was just a man. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is everything. But we must give it all to him. And trust him. And when you mess up, a lot of people say, well, when I give my heart to God, I can't do that. That's what I'm trying to say. I used to, for a million times, I sat in the back of church, I can't do that. But you got to realize that day when you come to God and when you really get right with God is that you will never understand it and you got to give it to him. Familiar verse, and it, to me it's one of the best verses or scriptures in the Bible. Explained it so easy. And y'all have heard me use it a million times. John 14. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwellings. He said, I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And so, old Doubting Thomas was there. You're just like all of us right now. You're doubting Thomas's. If you doubt anything that I said out of this Bible this morning, doubting Thomas was sitting over there and he said, we don't understand. He just exactly what we've been trying to teach or preach. We don't understand. We don't understand all this. It never meant for us to understand all this. I'm going to lose my place with the Lord. That gold, that match on the house, hilltop and that gold and silver in our home when we get to heaven. You know, I used to wonder, why gold and silver? Why is it gold and silver? Because that's, you know, real high class. Gold and silver in heaven ain't going to be nothing. The floor is going to be made out of silver and the streets and the city is going to be made of gold. You just walk on them. Ain't nothing to it in heaven. But old Doubting Thomas is sitting over and you may be Doubting Thomas this morning. And I know somebody's here that's going through this in their mind. Thomas told him, Lord, I don't understand this. And I don't understand the way you're talking about. And Jesus looked at him, he said, Thomas, and I come mad. And he said, Thomas, how many times am I going to have to tell you all this? Jesus said, told Thomas, sitting over there on that stump by that creek, wherever he was at, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except the Son. I don't care what anybody's taught you. I don't care what anybody said. This is the Bible. This is God's Word. And Jesus Christ himself looked at him and he told me, in my Father's house are many mansions. I got you a mansion up there. I got you a blessed place. Remember a couple weeks ago we preached about no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. He tells him, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go there to prepare a place for you. You. He don't say for all of y'all. He says for you. And if I go, I will return again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. And Thomas, like all of us, I don't understand what you're talking about. And God looked at him like he looks at all of us when we mess up and we let it just tear us up and kill us. Thomas said, I just don't understand. And Jesus said, look, dummy, I'm about tired telling you this, but it stands forever. Look at me, Thomas. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. In other words, you can't get to heaven. You can't get to my Father's house unless you come through me. The only way that you'll ever see Jesus, that you'll ever inherit the kingdom of heaven, as you take that word and you put it on the tablets of your heart, that you fear God, that you love God, that you read God's word, that you pray to God every day. If you get, stop wherever you're at and just play a prayer. Just talk to God, communicate with God, and learn his word. And I don't care if you're 7 or 87 and you had never accepted God this morning. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow, we don't know about. I could go through a list of people that died this week that they didn't know last Sunday they would be in a funeral home or be in the graveyard. But they're gone, but they didn't know it. We don't know that. I don't want to preach doom and gloom because heaven is a wonderful place. We never saw a party like that. God says, no ears heard, no eyes seen what he has stored up for us in heaven. But believe me, if you're walking on gold, there's got to be some great stuff up there. If he's talking to you this morning, so truth's going to play. Let's all stand. I'm going to say a prayer. If I can help you in any way, I'm here. The best way to do it is get down on your knees and just say, God, I messed it up. Maybe you're a teenager this morning and say, God, I really messed up. But I'm sorry. I love you. And I want you to be my Heavenly Father. And right then, he'll move in your heart. Let's pray. Father God, I come to you. Lord, I praise you and honor you. And Lord, I just pray that your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God, will come into this place right now. God, you left and you sent your Spirit back to us. And God, I pray that that Spirit that's dealing with people's hearts right now would move them to come down this aisle and just recite that prayer, Lord God. Or God, if they'll just say it where they're at. If they give their heart to you, they're going to let us know. God, I give you the praise. I pray, God, if there's anybody who wants to join this church, Lord God, that they do. And God, again, I pray for our revival. I pray, Lord, that your will be done here today. In your name we pray. Amen.